This is Magic with an AboveTopSecret.com member podcast reply to Sophie Crow on the topic of Constitution Day 2005, Dissolving Democracy. Sophie, I love your podcast. They're such a trip. And it's what's cool is I love the way you combine. You've got this kind of artistic, whimsical quality that you combine with these really intense subjects. And I just dig it. And I know some members just probably you freak them out, but I absolutely love the way you do your podcast. I'm definitely looking forward to hearing more. And, you know, you'll refine them too. I know you got issues with the microphone and stuff like that. You're doing great. I love your podcast. the topic of dissolving democracy, man, you want to talk about a big enchilada that just covers so much. And yeah, you know, you're pointing out these things. And by the way, you know, it's what's funny about you and me is we lock horns in the forums all the time. And it's just hilarious. I mean, I you know, of course, we're very serious about it when we do it. But it's just kind of ironic, I think, because the truth is, like, you know, your thing with prions and the research that you've done is just blows me away. And then, you know, then I'll get on your case for like, hey, you're jumping to conclusions. Hey, you're jumping to conclusions. You shouldn't be jumping to conclusions. And that's basically the relationship is you do all this research, you come back with these and you lay out these theories. And then I'll just like, I don't know. I think, yeah, what about this? You know, you need more proof of that. And so it's sort of like the classic, classic researcher versus skeptic. And I hope you don't mind that too much. But, you know, for what it's worth, and here I am saying in public here, I really respect your research, and you've done some incredible research. I mean, there's a reason why people give you awards and stuff like that. I mean, hey, come on, it's not accidental. So this whole thing you're pointing out here with dissolving democracy, and, you know, and yeah, look at the examples, and they're there for anyone who wants to look at them. What's interesting about what's, you know, so-called conspiracy theory is that the most, the biggest conspiracies are hidden in plain sight, and the kind of stuff we're seeing down in New Orleans and the kind of stuff that we're seeing in Congress and the, you know, the trade agreements that go on, there's a lot of stuff that you can just see right out there on the front page. And if you bear in mind what the context is, it's just proof positive of what used to be thought of as conspiracy theory. And yet there it is, right there for anyone who wants to connect the dots. In terms of like what's going on in New Orleans and what we're seeing in our country now, yeah, I tend to think of, you know, everything goes in cycles. You know, it's life is a series of all these different things with pendulums swinging back and forth. And it seems to me that we're kind of, you know, we're coming to the end maybe of a period of complacency in the U.S. in as much as life's been easy. Yeah, we've had some wars, but they're relative, you know, they're empire wars, you know, the Cold War. And, you know, I was in the Cold War. It was an interesting war, but and, you know, people say, oh, you know, won it without a shot. No, a lot of shots were fired in the Cold War. It's just that a lot of people didn't realize that that's what that was. You know, Vietnam, Korea, you know, all these little, you know, Grenada and all the, you know, stuff with the Sandinistas and the Contras and all that kind of stuff. That's, you know, people died in the Cold War. A lot of people, hundreds of thousands of people died in the Cold War. So actually more than that, millions of people died in the Cold War. But anyway, in America, we've got, you know, had this relatively easy time of it after World War II. By and large, I mean, we had our issues, but, you know, it's not like the Great Depression days or the, you know, days of the Civil War and some, you know, it's easy to think, you know, it's ironic because Americans traditionally really weren't a pampered nation. It's only since World War II that we've kind of taken on that status, you know, with the economic boom of the late 40s and 50s and, and actually the 60s were pretty good and we had some issues in the 70s. But, you know, overall, the U.S. has been quite the powerhouse, and certainly for as long as I've been alive. And as a result, it's easy to, you know, get complacent. And that's what's going on. And I'm not going to get on people's backs for that, you know, because I'm complacent too. People get complacent when they're basically happy with the way things are going. And that's natural, and there's nothing wrong with being complacent if you're happy with the way things are. The problem with that is, over time, that complacency leads to the change, you know, to a change in those circumstances, and the things that we take for granted get taken away. And right now, there are all kinds of people, both in the U.S. and outside the U.S., that are hard at work night and day to tear down all these things that we take for granted. And they have their own reasons. Of course, they want their own piece of the pie. And when you look at all this stuff, you know, what's a conspiracy? It always boils down to the same thing. Money and power. You know, we can talk about all kinds of stuff, you know, about why people do it, secret societies, alien overlords, things like that. Well, whatever. I suspect that all those things are true to some extent. But when you get down to the bottom line, the most common rationale and explanation for, you know, so-called conspiracy theories is just people looking for money and power. And guess what? That there are a lot of people doing that. There are a lot of conspiracies out there, and I mean conspiracy in the legal sense of the word, where people get together and plan crimes together, you know? And you talk about Enron, and there's a lot of crooks out there, you know? And just because they wear a suit instead of a stocking over their head does not make them any less of a criminal. But anyway, I'm kind of droning on. I just wanted to say that I really like your podcast and the Dissolving Democracy. Yeah, I'm seeing it. I'm totally seeing it. You're seeing it. I think everyone who's looking is seeing it. You know, what do you do about it? Well, you know, it's easy to get all fired up. When I was younger, I used to get all fired up about this stuff. Best thing you can do is just try and, you know, if you can get involved if you want, but bear in mind, you know, nothing is without a price. And I'll talk about that more, I guess, in the politics forum, because you know, it's easy to say and get all fired up and say, yeah, I'm going to go and, you know, get into politics or tell me, you know, write a letter to my senator. These are all good things. But what, you know, getting out there and doing that for a few weeks or a day or 10 minutes or whatever isn't going to change the world. The only thing that changes the world is commitments that last, when you make commitments and stick to them over a long period of time. And if life is basically good, that's hard to do, you know. So there it is, the plight of the ugly American. Anyway, there I'm sure we'll be covering this topic more, and I'm definitely looking for more from you. Especially, and you know, there's all that stuff you've done on prions and a lot of medical research you've done, and I am very interested in hearing your podcasts on those things. And you know, I know you're working on them, so I'm certainly looking forward to it. So hey, right on. This is Magic above topsecret.com. Member podcast reply to Sophie Crow on the topic of Constitution Day 2005, Dissolving Democracy, saying, yeah. Take care.